You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're continuing talking about how the Sabbath was changed illegally and against Scripture by man from Saturday to Sunday. So, picking up where we were discussing about how men did this, we're talking about how Paul warned us that evil things were going to come. That men would rise up and draw people away from the teachings of Jesus and his Father. And that this apostasy, that's right, it is apostasy, it is violation and promoting violation of the fourth commandment. People think, oh, does it really matter? Does it matter if we keep the Sabbath or not? You know, can we keep what they call the Lord's Day, which is not Sunday? Sunday is not the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day is Saturday, the Sabbath. Jesus said he was Lord of the Sabbath. So if you were going to call something the Lord's Day, it would be Saturday. Now, actually, it's a perversion of something else because there is a day called the Day of the Lord. It's the great and dreadful Day of the Lord, and it's not really good news for humanity when that happens. But back to this subject, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. He created the Sabbath. Our Father created the Sabbath. Back in creation, it starts out, the fourth commandment, Exodus 20, it starts out, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Not just remember when it was, keep it holy. And then it goes on and explains to us, for in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, and the seventh day he rested. He set the example for us. So does it matter? Absolutely. It's the fourth commandment. It's like asking, does it matter if we murder? Does it matter if we commit adultery against our spouse? Does it matter if we steal? Does it matter if we take God's name in vain? It matters if you violate each and every one of the commandments. This is salvational material here, folks. It absolutely matters. Could you go to church on Sunday? Yeah, but it doesn't allow you to violate the Sabbath. It doesn't allow you to work on the Sabbath, to do your own pleasures on the Sabbath, to do your laundry, your yards, your jobs, or anything else on the Sabbath by desecrating the Sabbath and not keeping the Sabbath holy. How simple is it to understand, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? You're not keeping Saturday holy, going to movies, shopping, working, doing your own pleasures. Those aren't keeping it holy, folks. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.